A driving force behind the Texas redistricting battle this summer was House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. In Washington, DeLay is known as the Hammer for his aggressive style.
We're going to push the boldest pro-growth package we can get through the House. The president's package is a floor, not a ceiling.
Back home in Texas, Tom DeLay serves another cause as an advocate for foster children. But there, too, his reputation as a fundraiser pursues him. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has this profile.
Well away from the city and down a side road lies a gorgeous little piece of land. The soft, mossy ground is clear of brush, and lots of shady trees make a nice home for songbirds. On this pastoral 50 acres, Tom DeLay says he wants to create a haven for children in turmoil. Construction hasn't started yet. It's just flat land. But a large sign posted at what will be the entrance shows a vivid watercolor of DeLay's dream, a flower-lined front drive leading to suburban-style homes nestled in a semicircle around a yellow chapel. The foster home will be called the Oaks at Rio Bend.
Wherever you see it cleared, that's the extent of the land. About right here is the entrance, and the first thing you'll see is the chapel. And the first phase will be on the right, where there'll be a street just like any other street, complete with street lights and homes that look like homes, real homes, just a plain old subdivision like anywhere else.
The Oaks at Rio Bend will be a kind of foster neighborhood with live-in foster mothers and fathers whose full-time job will be to parent and mentor children. DeLay points to where he envisions soccer fields and a baseball diamond, a horse ring and the 4-H program. Tom DeLay and his wife Christine say all this will give abused and neglected children what they don't get from government-run social services. The DeLays have seen these problems firsthand. They've worked for years with child advocacy organizations and have had 3 foster children in their own home. DeLay says that experience is what spurred his commitment.
It just kills you to think of what's happened to them first. They're being sold. They're being pimped by their drug mothers or drug fathers. They're being beaten. They're being burned. It's just horrible, horrible what they're doing. And then once you've had the children and in your home and you see what's been happening to them, you just have to do something about it. You just have to do something about it.
As his eyes scan the land, Tom DeLay says this place will be totally different from government foster programs. For one thing, children placed at the Oaks at Rio Bend will stay there. No more round robin of reassignments. Another vital difference, says DeLay, is that this home will be run by Lutheran Social Services. He says they will instill a sense of values in the children, something DeLay says they don't get from government-funded programs.
You could create this through the government if you wanted to.
Oh, sure. I could pass the $25 million tomorrow.
And?
No, that's not. You don't want a government program. You want the community involved. You want private entities and private individuals giving of their time and their resources for these kids. It's biblical. It's one-on-one, person-to-person, not government, cold government-to-person. That's the problem.
The DeLay Foundation has raised several million dollars so far, mostly through annual golf tournaments attended by donors and members of Congress. But to finish the Oaks at Rio Bend, DeLay's fundraising staff has created a new entity called Celebrations for Children Incorporated. This new nonprofit group, founded just this past September, drew criticism for its very first act, releasing a brochure on fundraising events to be held in conjunction with the Republican National Convention this coming summer.
If you look at these activities, it's party time.
Fred Wertheimer heads Democracy 21, a campaign finance watchdog group. He's paging through the brochure from Celebrations for Children, listing what donors will get in return for a specific level of donation. The top level is $500,000. And Wertheimer says the access donors will receive to the presidential convention will be well worth the money.
Going to shows, it's yacht trips, it's luxury suites to hear the president's speech, it's late night dinners with Republican members of Congress. This is classic political activity, and it needs to be funded with political money subject to the federal campaign finance laws.
Celebrations for Children was not set up as a political organization, but a children's charity, not subject to campaign finance regulations. Fran Hill, a tax law expert and professor at the University of Miami School of Law, says the charity's events at the convention pose a problem.
What seems to be on offer to the contributors is a particular level of access to extremely powerful people in the Republican Party who are also leaders of the United States Congress.
It is common practice of charity groups to hold benefit dances and gala events to raise money for their causes. What is illegal under tax law, says Hill, is for a tax-exempt charitable organization known as a 501c3 to raise and spend money for political purposes.
A 501c3 organization may not serve as a conduit for this kind of influence selling, influence buying transaction, if that's what it is.
Citing those regulations for charitable organizations, several campaign finance watchdog groups have filed complaints with the IRS asking it to deny tax-exempt status for Celebrations for Children. Wertheimer's group and others say they believe Tom DeLay is using the children's charity to dodge campaign finance laws and fund massive political events at the Republican National Convention. They point to the last Republican convention 4 years ago, when DeLay hosted many similar events using unregulated political funds or soft money raised from corporations and private donors. Those kinds of donations are now illegal under the campaign finance law just upheld last month by the Supreme Court. And so, watchdog groups charge, DeLay is using charity events to sponsor the same kinds of functions this year, even if a portion of that money does eventually go to the Oaks at Rio Bend.
I think it's sad that people want to tear down something that's good and will change the lives of these children. They're looking for anything to make me look bad. I think that's sad. They, you know, if it wasn't this, they'd find something else. I just ask them, why don't they give money to my kids?
Looking over the wooded land where he wants foster children to live, Tom DeLay says it shouldn't matter whether corporate donors and lobbyists really intend to give money to charity or they're more interested in the private dinner with Tom DeLay.
They're going to get a private dinner with Tom DeLay whether they give me money for charity or not. These are people that support me, that I work with. We work on issues. I have a relationship with these people. I don't live in an ivory tower, and I don't work in a vacuum. So they are people that over time I have developed a relationship with that have written into their budgets money to give to charity. Why not give it to my kids?
The Oaks at Rio Bend is scheduled to have its first families move in next fall. That is, if DeLay can raise the $4 million needed to complete phase one of the construction. A good part of that money may still come from activities at the Republican convention. It is not likely that the IRS will rule on the status of Celebrations for Children Incorporated before the convention begins in August. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.